I mean, in terms of what they did in the practical, looking at the capacity for electron transport and photo inhibition using the fluorometer, I wouldn't expect to see any differences between C3 and C4 plants because they were both grown in the greenhouse under the same light intensity. And so there is not likely to be any real differences between them. Had you grown them perhaps under more naturally under field conditions, under high light, then you might expect to see slight differences in susceptibility of photo inhibition coming out. But in general terms, because most plants acclimate themselves to the prevailing light intensity, if you then shone a very bright light on those C3 and C4 leaves, I would expect to see photo inhibition in both of them, probably. You might argue that the C4 plants, because they have the concentrating mechanism and they can generate higher concentrations of CO2 in those bundle C cells, might be able to be might be less susceptible to photo inhibition. As I say, for plants grown under relatively low light, given the rather transient nature of the brief measurements we make, which are the plants, you literally do what's called a light response curve electron transport. So you literally just put the leaf clip on the plant and then progressively increase the ramp up the light intensity so you end up near full sunlight. And each time you change the light intensity, you give a saturating pulse which closes all the reaction centers, and then you see the proportional reduction in fluorescence emission, and you can then allocate that either to electron transport or to and non-photochemical quenching, which is where the zeaxanthins are kicking in and helping to dissipate the light energy. That's known as, I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, that's non-photochemical quenching, is this dissipation as heat, which is mainly brought about through the xanthophylls. So, well, as I said, yes, in theory one might expect that C3 plants ought to show photo inhibition at lower light intensities than C3 plants because they don't have that huge CO2 supply inside the leaf. But it will depend on where the plants have been grown. And although there's not a direct inverse relationship always between ETR and non-photochemical quenching, generally you would expect that if electron transport has become limited by the electron transport chain, then the plant will engage in non-photochemical quenching, because that's exactly the conditions when your delta pH increases in the intrathylakoid space, the zeaxanthin, it starts to be converted from violaxanthin to anthraxanthin, so then you get increased heat dissipation, so your non-photochemical quenching goes up. So you might expect under those conditions that, yes indeed, NPQ is higher for C3 plants than relatively to C4 plants.